You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Locked On Broncos podcast, hosted by Cody Rourke and Cameron Parker of Predominantly Orange, your daily Broncos podcast.
Welcome back to a Friday episode of the Locked On Broncos podcast. We're bringing it to you for another episode, 48 hours away from kickoff. Broncos on the road this Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals, 11 o'clock a.m. Mountain Time kickoff. We have you covered with the post-game report following that game over here at the Locked On Broncos podcast. Today's episode of the show is brought to you by MyBookie. Now, on today's episode of Locked On Broncos, we have to touch base on the final injury report from Friday. Some guys for the Broncos are out. Some guys for the Bengals are out. We're going to analyze who's in, who's out, who's questionable, and maybe a little bit more what to expect on segment one of today's show. Segment number two of today's show, we're going to hear from head coach Vance Joseph, defensive coordinator Joe Woods, and obviously Denver Broncos MVP outside linebacker Von Miller. We're going to hear from them on this week's game plan. We're going to hear Vance Joseph talk about the upbringing of Jeff Holland with Shaquille Barrett's injury, what we could expect from Isaac Yiadom. Joe Woods, we're going to hear from him on Jeff Driscoll and how to game plan for a quarterback who can run as fast as Jeff Driscoll can. There's not a lot of tape out there on him outside of college, so really that's going to be the pivotal point for this Broncos defense. What's their mindset coming into this game? And obviously the Broncos have done a lot of good things on third down. Joe Woods talks about what they've done in that category. And then we're going to hear from Von Miller on his preparation in terms as a leader and as a captain coming into this game, trying to get his teammates focused. We're going to hear about that. Segment number two, we're going to hear from some of the top guys in the Broncos organization. And then segment number three, we're going to give our closing thoughts of tonight's show. Final thoughts leading into this matchup on Sunday. We have it covered over here. I'm your host, Cody Rourke, NFL analyst covering the National Football League and the Denver Broncos. You can follow me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL. So you know what? Let's waste no time here. It's Friday. I know you guys are going to watch the Nuggets game here in a little bit on the road at the Trailblazers. Be sure to check out Adam Mattes and Locked On Nuggets for that. I'd also like to welcome in, if you're a new listener of the Locked On Broncos podcast, we want to thank you for tuning in to the show. We hope you like it. We hope you stay. We got a lot of good things in store for you today on the Locked On Broncos podcast. Without further ado, we're going to jump into the Broncos-Bengals injury report. Now, taking a look at the Broncos side of the ball, two Denver Broncos have been ruled out of this matchup against the Bengals this Sunday. Shaquille Barrett has that hip flexor tear, and he's not going to be playing for a couple weeks. Who knows the real timetable? He's considered week to week. He's out for this matchup. The Broncos, in return, released Alexander Johnson, inside linebacker. And because of that, they had to promote a guy from the practice squad, Jeff Holland. He makes his Broncos debut. And really, right now, we don't know what his rotation is going to look at. But for him, he's going to get an opportunity alongside Shane Ray to kind of step up alongside with DeMarcus Walker and have a chance to showcase his talent. The Broncos, very, very high on him. So those two guys are out. Shaquille Barrett, Tremaine Brock, he is out with a rib injury he suffered in that game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. What this means for the Broncos is that number three corner right now for them is Isaac Yiadom. We'll hear from Vance Joseph on that a little bit later on here in tonight's show. But really, Isaac Yiadom stepped up big time for the Broncos. Definitely a big move for him. Confidence breaker. You know, I think for him to come into this game, the last game against the Steelers, after Tremaine Brock suffered that injury, we saw Isaac Yiadom take the next step. You know, first play, a little bit of butterflies, a little bit of jitters from that. Very aggressive. Very excited for Isaac Yiadom's opportunity. Tremaine Brock obviously dealing with this rib injury. Who knows how long he's going to be out for? That's going to be something we'll discuss. It's going to be a day-to-day thing. We'll find out more. But obviously, he's out in this matchup against the Bengals. Zach Kerr missed practice on Friday due to an illness. He's probably going to be ready to go on Sunday. Now, the only questionable Bronco right now on the injury report, we haven't seen him in a couple weeks, Brandon Marshall, dealing with that knee injury. He's been limited Thursday, Friday, and even earlier in the week on Wednesday, he was limited in practice. He's questionable at this point. If he's been limited, I would be very surprised if we see him play on Sunday. I don't think the Broncos necessarily want to put him into a gamut of things this early. You know, if he's able to get healthy, he can be beneficial to the Broncos if they continue to go on the road and defend, you know, obviously win games on the road, defend the home turf, a five-game schedule that's very favorable for the Broncos here. They're taking it one game at a time, as they should. But I think if the Broncos are thinking right here, they may be a little bit more cautious and optimistic with Brandon Marshall than throwing him out right away, because Josie Jewell has been playing really well at inside linebacker. Todd Davis has been playing pretty well. The Broncos don't really have to throw Brandon Marshall in right away and risk further injury or re-aggravating that knee injury. So best thing is probably take some time. He is questionable for this week's matchup. Obviously, as well, Emmanuel Sanders was dealing with a heel injury throughout the week. He was limited both Thursday and Friday. And really for them, this is kind of something that kind of sprung up a little bit. He's had big games against the Bengals in the past, but I would be very, very surprised if we didn't see Emmanuel Sanders on Sunday in a full-on Broncos uniform. He's going to be ready to go. Demonte Thomas looks like he'll be making his return to the Broncos special teams active roster this week. Dealing with an ankle injury, he was a full go in both Thursday and Friday's practice. We can expect to see him back. And Derek Wolfe was limited in Friday's practice with a back ailment. Not sure the extent of it, but really he's listed as probable for this game. There's nothing really out there to be concerned about. Derek Wolfe will be ready to go for the Broncos Bengals matchup, 11 a.m. kickoff time in the Mountain Time Zone, if you have it on CBS. We have it covered over here at Locked On Broncos as well, with live tweets over at Cody Rourke NFL. Now let's take a look on the Cincinnati Bengals side of the ball. A couple players ruled out as well for them. Cordy Glenn, a tackle. This is a big, big move for the Bengals. This benefits well for the Broncos defense. Bradley Chubb, you know, Jeff Holland, Shane Ray, Von Miller. Cordy Glenn is listed as doubtful. He didn't participate all week in practice. He is now considered doubtful, which means he's more than likely going to sit this one out. Josh Malone, wide receiver, hamstring. He's out of this matchup. And then Tony McCray at cornerback, concussion protocol, didn't clear it in time. He will be out as well. But the Bengals do get some good news in this matchup. A.J. Green, who hasn't played in the last couple of games with a toe and foot injury, limited both Wednesday and Thursday. He was a full participant in Friday's practice. Expect to see him play on Sunday. This is going to be a huge matchup, too, because we look at some very good wide receivers. You have Antonio Brown, who's very dynamic. Julio Jones, who's a big wide receiver. You look at A.J. Green. He's tall. He's very skinny, very athletic. Chris Harris Jr. will draw the matchup assignment a lot of times on A.J. Green, especially if they line him up in the slot. Look to see Chris Harris Jr. follow around A.J. Green in this game and in this matchup. He's going to be ready to go more than likely. Dre Kirkpatrick as well. He was a full go dealing with the shoulder injury, limited on Wednesday and Thursday, full go on Friday. He should be ready to go. Nick Vigil as well, linebacker, dealing with a knee injury this week, limited both Wednesday and Thursday. He should be ready to go on Sunday as a full participant in Friday's practice. And Darqueze Dennard had an illness on Thursday. He was back on Friday's practice, ready to go. Carlos Dunlap, he did not participate Wednesday. He was limited on Thursday. He was a full go on Friday. Alec Erickson, a wide receiver, he missed Wednesdays, but he's been a full go Thursday and Friday. There was a personal thing he was dealing with. But really, in this matchup, we look at the Broncos. Ideally, these teams are relatively healthy. Outside of a few guys, outside of a few positions, the Broncos, the Bengals, relatively healthy and even in this matchup. The Broncos cannot fall into the trap of going on the road, overlooking a team. And so far, the message all week at practice has been focus. You know, we're focused on Cincinnati. We're not going to overlook a team that lost their starting quarterback, Andy Dalton, for the rest of the season. The Broncos, in this regard, have been very, very smart in their approach. And I think, why not? You know, you got to have that mentality. It's a game of football any given Sunday. We saw it on Thursday Night Football. On paper, it looked as if the New Orleans Saints were going to beat the Dallas Cowboys. But the Dallas Cowboys played good defense. They got away with a little bit of stuff here and there. The Dallas Cowboys came out on top against a 10-1 team in the New Orleans Saints. So for the Broncos, they know this very well. Falling into that trap last year against the New York Giants, you can't overlook any team. The Broncos have been very, very hungry in this second half of the season. So I anticipate they're really focused. Everything sounds good down there at Broncos country. Everything's going to be good. They're going to get ready to board the plane to fly to Cincinnati, and they're going to have to see that trip, that day over, just to relax. And then it's kickoff Sunday morning. So the Broncos focused, ready to go in this matchup. And that is our segment number one, Broncos Bengals injury report, over here brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network. Before we get into segment number two, we're going to hear from head coach Vance Joseph, defensive coordinator Joe Woods, and offensive quarterback nightmare causer in Von Miller. We're going to hear from these guys here in segment number two on a variety of different topics. They met with the media this week. We're going to hear some of what they had to say in segment number two. But before we get to that, let me tell you about the sponsor of tonight's episode, and that is our good friends over there at MyBookie. You have the Broncos, you have the Bengals. You can bet money on this game and win big today. Now, with MyBookie, you can discover a wide variety of ways you can win cold, hard cash. MyBookie features awesome, highly interactive features such as making live in-game bets. If it's 3rd and 8 and you predict, you want to make a live in-game bet that the Broncos are going to get a sack on the Bengals offense, bet on it and win money today if you're very confident in those chances happening as you watch the game. MyBookie is so fun at the hands of your fingertips to win money today by watching sports, watching football, watching all the things that you love at the same exact time. And you can even bet on the total number of fantasy points that a player may score in Sunday's matchups. But don't wait. Head on over to MyBookie right now and make a deposit. They will match you dollar for dollar when you use promo code LOCKEDON25. That's one word, locked on, the number two, the number five, all in one word. When you do that, they'll match you dollar for dollar. And if you make a deposit after 7 p.m. Eastern time, MyBookie's going to throw you $25 of additional free play. You can't turn that down. Go win some money today with MyBookie. Once again, visit MyBookie and use promo code LOCKEDON25 to get in the game and make money today. And we want to thank them for sponsoring our podcast. All right, jumping into a segment number two, we're going to hear from Broncos head coach Vance Joseph at the UC Health Training Center in Denver. Let's take a look. Vance Joseph talking on a variety of topics. Jeff Holland, Isaac Yiadom. First, we're going to hear from what he had to say about bringing up the Broncos activating Jeff Holland this week with Shaquille Barrett and his injury that he incurred. What did he have to say about Jeff Holland? Let's take a look right here.
For a couple weeks, maybe. Maybe it's his time to come up and help us rush the passer. Simple as that. And he's pretty good on teams also.
Obviously, a lot of good things. Jeff Holland offers some versatility, especially out of Auburn. He really turned it on his senior year at Auburn. He can bring some pieces to this Broncos defense that could surprise a lot of people, and he could be a guy that surprises on special teams this weekend as well. Now, Vance Joseph also had to talk about with Tremaine Brock's injury to his ribs. He's going to be out. Isaac Yiadom's going to be the third corner. He talks about Isaac Yiadom here in this segment. Let's take a listen to what Vance Joseph had to say.
Yiadom's in as the third corner, and Langley would be the fourth.
Now, certainly one of the things that I have absolutely enjoyed watching about Isaac Yiadom, I've been high on him. You guys have been listening to the show for the last 2 years. When the Broncos worked with him in the Senior Bowl, and the Broncos had drafted him, I became very, very excited because he is a cornerback that is physical, and he has a lot of talent. Now, he's a rookie in the NFL. He got thrown into the fire a little bit in the preseason, but really, he stepped up big time against a very good wide receiving core down there that the Pittsburgh Steelers have in Juju Smith-Schuster, Antonio Brown, James Washington. I was very impressed with how aggressive he was. Now, he had those butterflies on play number one. He goes through, and he makes an awesome play. Very aggressive. Good coverage on Antonio Brown. Ref, you know, he was physical with Antonio Brown. How many guys can you see be physical and run hip to hip with one of the fastest guys in the league? We saw Isaac Yiadom do that. I'm going to put out a couple film pieces throughout the weeks here about Isaac Yiadom's transformation, obviously getting more reps as that number three corner in this week's matchup. Now, I think it's important we hear from the Broncos defensive coordinator as they get ready to play the Bengals here. Joe Woods talking about Jeff Driscoll. Let's take a listen.
He has a strong arm. He is definitely not afraid to try to throw it into small windows. He has touch. I mean, he's impressive when you go and watch him. Big thing for him right now is just doesn't have a lot of experience.
Obviously, with a guy that can run very, very fast with the football, you have to be very, very cautious in terms of not over-pursuing. You have to really keep contained. And I think the Broncos outside backers, DN guys, they're going to have to keep that into consideration because he is very fast. He's one of the fastest players the Broncos will probably play this year at the quarterback position. Now, when you have to game plan for a quarterback like Driscoll, who's a young guy, what is your mindset as a defensive coordinator when trying to game plan for a guy who's very fast and can hurt you with his legs, maybe even extend plays a little bit? Here's what Joe Woods had to say on that.
An athletic player, that's the way they tried to use him at Florida when he was there. So there's a little bit unknown, but we just have to rely on just executing our defense.
And then the Broncos have been one of the NFL's best third down teams defensively. They obviously have had some ups, some downs, but Joe Woods talks about what he's most proud of with this unit and where they've really done on third down to get off the field and how important that's going to be in this weekend's matchup on the road.
A lot lot of our explosive plays came on third down, which is unusual for us. We played better on third down against Pittsburgh. But each week, it's, you know, it's a different game plan. There's different matchups. There's different things you're trying to take away. We want teams to play left-handed. So the yards right now, you know, I don't like them. But in terms of the points and the turnovers, I really like what we're doing.
And last but not least, we're going to hear from Von Miller. I feel like in this game, too, Von Miller, he was credited. Now, the NFL reviewed his sack against Ben Roethlisberger. He was initially credited with half a sack alongside Shelby Harris, but the NFL had changed it to a full sack. So now, Von Miller, 11 sacks on the year. What he's done has been absolutely impressive, and he has a chance to get several sacks in this game. Obviously, we mentioned Cordy Glenn being doubtful for the Bengals earlier in our injury report. Von Miller and this pass rushing crew have an opportunity to get to Jeff Driscoll if they can, and you have to keep contained, but they have a chance to maybe make life a little bit hard on this young quarterback. Now, Von Miller, out of anybody, he is not overlooking anybody, and as a leader and as a captain on this team, Von Miller talked about the importance with the media to about really not overlooking anybody, and really the trap that sometimes gets set by overlooking teams that have a struggling record. Let's take it out to the UC Health Training Center in Denver, where Von Miller talked about this very exact thing.
We can't really fall into that trap that you guys are trying to set. You know, Jeff Driscoll, he's a very fast quarterback. He's probably faster than all those other guys I just mentioned. He's probably faster than Mahomes, Watson. He's faster than all of those guys. You know, he has true speed, and we just can't really fall into a trap. Last year we did that when we played the Giants. You know, they were down Odell Beckham, down a whole lot of, you know, star players on their offense. We went to the game like, okay, we could just line up. You know, Eli Manning gonna throw us the ball, and we wind up losing that game. So we want to learn from the past and really keep our heads down and just go to Cincinnati with that focus and that mindset to really come out with a win. And that's all that really matters right now.
I know Von Miller is absolutely right in this one, because I think a lot of us, you know, analysts, people in the media, the Broncos, the way they were playing that first half of 2017, you're like, okay, this is a pretty darn good team. They have a lot of good pieces. There was a lot of confidence going on. And they happened to open up after the bye week to the previously winless New York Giants. And in that game, the Giants came out on fire. They had a lot of weapons, a lot of star power. The Broncos fell into that trap, overlooked them, and that's what really led to that downhill spiral in 2017 for this team. Von Miller and company, they're going to make sure everything in their power that this doesn't happen once again. The Broncos 2-0 after the bye week, very focused. You could tell the level of focus on the team with Von Miller being a captain. And for guys that look to him, that is something that they all look up to big time. And so you could tell that Von Miller is going to have his guys ready on the defensive side of the ball. I think this Broncos team will be ready. But before we get to segment three, we're going to give our closing thoughts on the week. Broncos country, a lot of Broncos news, and obviously our final thoughts on this matchup. Before I jump into that, I want to tell you guys about the Locked On NFL Net on social media. The Locked On Podcast Network is doing monumental things with both social media platforms, Twitter and Instagram. Now for the NFL branch, if you like all your NFL shows, you can now get all of the Locked On NFL hosts on one feed at Locked On NFL Net. This is great. So go on Twitter right now and follow at Locked On NFL Net. When you do, you will receive every tweet from every host of every Locked On NFL team on one feed. This is so amazing. Anytime there's live games and you're doing game-by-game analysis on Twitter, like we always do at Cody Rourke NFL, the Locked On NFL Net Twitter handle will have that retweeted and shared right away on that feed. This is great. Anytime there's breaking news or anytime you want to get the local perspective from other NFL teams, at Locked On NFL Net has you covered. Now, on Instagram, Locked On NFL Net is changing the way that you view Instagram and stories. If you love sports like I do, if you love listening to Locked On Broncos or other Locked On podcasts like I do, Locked On NFL Net is giving you the biggest stories around the National Football League in just 1 minute or less on your Instagram stories, bite-sized audio clippings of some of the biggest stories, and you get longer cuts of the biggest stories in your Instagram feeds. But go on right now, go to Twitter, go to Instagram, and make sure you're following Locked On NFL Net today. All right, we're going to get into it. Closing thoughts here on Friday's episode of Locked On Broncos. Obviously, want to thank our sponsor of tonight's show, MyBookie, once again for sponsoring such a jam-packed information-filled edition of the show. You know, we got Von Miller, we heard from Vance Joseph, Joe Woods, obviously got the injury report as well. I think in this matchup for the Broncos, some of the final thoughts I really want to touch base about. I listened to some of the national media throughout the week. The media, a lot of guys in the media are giving the Broncos some credit, which I like that there's some recognition there. A lot of people have the respect for the Broncos to know that despite what their six losses are right now, they have six losses in the loss column. They are so much better than their record indicates. I don't know how many guys have said it. Tony Romo said it. Phil Sims has said it. A lot of guys. Dan Patrick has said it. You have Larry Fitzgerald that has said it. You have had, you know, Mike Tomlin that has said that. A lot of people in the National Football League have said that this Broncos team is so much better than their six losses indicate. And they've been playing that way. They've been playing that. You know, and defensively, yeah, you give up some yardage. But guess what? The Broncos are forcing turnovers defensively. And also their offense is moving the ball and protecting the football, not turning it over. That is winning football right there. It doesn't matter how many yards you get. It's can you force turnovers? Can you convert third downs on the offensive side of the ball? Can you punch it in the red zone? Can you come away with points without turning the ball over? The Broncos have done these things the last 2 weeks. Can they do it a third week in a row on the road at Cincinnati? I think they have a chance to. This team's level of focus, I can tell you what, but at the UCL Training Center in Denver, through practice, through talking to them in the media, this Broncos team looks very focused right now, and that is an awesome thing to see. They're not overlooking anybody. It's respect all, fear none. AJ Green returns for the Bengals this week, more than likely. Chris Harris Jr. was asked in the media this week, you know, in this matchup, are you kind of hoping he sits out a game? And Chris Harris is like, no, you don't want to have that kind of, you don't want teams to have that excuse. You want to have the best versus the best. And this Sunday, if AJ Green plays, it's going to be the best versus the best. So the Broncos' mentality, their mindset, it's at 100 right now. And that's an awesome thing to see for this team as they have a favorable five-game stretch. They're taking it one game at a time. Right now, with Von Miller, with the team, it's on to Cincy. I like that mentality. There's a lot of positive things about this Broncos team right now. I think people are getting excited again, and as you should be. So I'm very excited about it. And obviously, I like bringing you some daily Broncos coverage over here at the Locked On Broncos podcast. This Tuesday, we're going to hear. It's here. It's finally here. Keeping it real with Will Parks. We're going to hear from Will Parks. His first ever episode on Locked On Broncos, part of the Keeping It Real segment. Every single Tuesday on the Locked On Broncos podcast, we have you here, Will Parks. You get to know Will Parks, the player. You get to know Will Parks, the human being. A lot of great causes, a lot of great stuff that he's involved with in the community, and he gets to share that here on the Locked On Broncos podcast with you avid listeners and fans of the show. So we're keeping it Will Tuesdays over here at Locked On Broncos. Very excited to bring you that, as well as we are at 89 reviews on iTunes. We have a lot of five-star reviews, a lot of love. So we also mentioned, if once we get to 100 reviews on iTunes and you leave your Twitter handle, we will be doing a jersey contest giveaway where we're going to pick one random winner. And obviously there's going to be a Twitter element to this, but if you leave a review on iTunes with your Twitter handle in the review, you will automatically have an entry into any contest that we do at the Locked On Broncos podcast. So you'll have an entry into there. You can gain more entries by retweeting, favoriting, and obviously following me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL and at Locked On Broncos to be eligible for this contest. Once we get to 100 reviews, we're doing it. We're putting the tweet out, jersey giveaway, and whoever wins gets a jersey of their choice from the Locked On Broncos crew over here at the Locked On Podcast Network. Awesome stuff. So if you haven't gone to iTunes right now, go to iTunes, leave a review, leave your Twitter handle, and let's get you a jersey today. So very excited about that. Got some awesome stuff as well. We'll see you Sunday for the Locked On Broncos post-game report, recapping all the action on the Bengals-Broncos game. Early kickoff, 11 a.m. Mountain Time. Broncos on the road at Cincinnati. We're going to have you covered. This is your host, Cody Rourke. We will see you next time for another episode of Locked On Broncos.